Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. All right, so let's jump into the hindsight's 2020, Toni. Yeah. You know, it's easy in retrospect to know what we should have done.
Right. I mean, of course, you know, we would have done things differently had we, you know, like if I'd only known this, but I mean, that's kind of a useless.
You probably wouldn't have invested 40 years. You'd probably, I got to find somebody else.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a useless statement because you can't know what you didn't know. You can't go back in time and know that. So, but since you can't do that, we can't see the future. We don't, you know, there's no point in like, you know, beating ourselves up over that. But let's talk about some of the situations where some folks wish they had done something different had they known better. So talk about some of those. I mean,
one couple comes to mind, and this is, you know, way back in 08, the financial crisis, the market crashed. You know, I mean, we were literally wondering if we were going to end up living in caves. I mean, that's if you really put yourself back in that position, it was a pretty scary time. But a lot of people, and one couple that comes to my mind, took all their money, put it in cash, and they
just never. Yeah.
They're like, well, we're going to wait until things are better, or we're going to wait until somebody else is in the White House. And so the challenge is, the problem is that without a plan, Toni, if we don't have a plan and we know what the plan is and we understand how it's designed to work and we're going to follow it, then it's very easy to make decisions in a silo.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say in a vacuum. It's like, I'm just looking at this one kind of piece of things. And really, we have to build a plan that takes everything into account and we know what we're doing. So the reason that people are terrified of the stock market, if they are, in our experience, I think you would agree with this, is because they're worried they're going to lose money that they might need to live on.
Right. And that's their only weapon they've got there is just the stock market.
Right. And so, well, and so they think, well, I've got the stock market and I've got cash.
Yeah, I'm either in or out.
I'm in or out. And I don't like all that risk. I don't like watching the money go down.
Right. Having a plan keeps people from making emotional decisions, you know, either way, panic or greed.
Right.
You know, they get really greedy. I mean, there's some people that come to mind that we've met with that had a lot of crypto. And they hung on to it too long. I mean, you know, just being all in, like not really having a very well thought out, well diversified plan and just having a lot of, you know, just banking on something like that. I mean, just talking about banking. I mean, you know, all the things that we're doing, we should really have a real intelligent design behind planning.
Yeah.
I mean, something that, you know, no matter which way the wind blows, we know that we've got things covered. We're going to be glad we have this. We'll be glad we protected that. We're glad we're invested in this so that we've got some growth potential. I mean, there just needs to be a lot of things going at the same time. One of the things we see a lot, and it's really funny how we see this a good bit, but people that have elected the Social Security strategy and then they are just dead set on doing it, or they're just doing it without a lot of thought, or they're just doing what somebody else did, or somebody in their family did, or a coworker did, or, you know, just, I don't know, not a lot of, you know, like good advice about how to take it and what's going on, especially if you're a couple. But even if you're single, you actually do want to look at this and see, you know, the best way that you should be taking it. But sometimes people come in here and they've already, like, they're already retired, or they may still be working. And they think, all I got to do is wait till I'm full retirement age and I don't get penalized and I'll just go ahead and take my Social Security. I'll still be working. You know, all of these things are happening. There's a bunch of different ways you can do it.
Right.
But then later they come in, you know, they might come in and go like, well, I've been taking Social Security for 3 years now or 4 years now or whatever. And, you know, it's kind of weird. I kind of wish I'd had some better advice or some people to think through it with me, because this really isn't keeping up with inflation. Even if you get a cost of living adjustment, it doesn't keep up with inflation.
A lot of times,
So it's one of those things that some people just don't take it as important of a decision as it is, because it really, really can be a powerful decision if you.
I think a lot of times they're just getting bad advice.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've had people go, oh, well, my broker told me to take it early because, you know, who knows if it's going to be there. And, you know, we can never predict the future, but I will be flabbergasted if people that are near retirement now, that are in that age group, there's any significant reduction in Social Security over that period of time, over their lifetime. I mean, and here's the thing. People are trying to figure out, well, which way do I get the most money out of Social Security? Well, that's a pointless exercise, because unless you know how long you're going to live, there's no way to know the answer to
and
that.
And you don't know how long we're going to live.
And so here's what our process does. And we do talk about this in the course that we teach. A lot of times people have been given this advice that is not the best thing for them. And we don't know which way we're going to get the most out of Social Security in our lifetime, because we don't know how long we're going to live. But what we can do very easily is figure out which way of taking Social Security is going to give us the greatest chance of our money lasting.
Yep. Retirement success.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we can absolutely analyze. If we take Social Security early, and you know that puts less burden on our savings and investments, but it puts less burden now on our savings and investments, but it puts way more burden later.
Right.
Or we wait to take Social Security and there's more burden on our savings and investments for a few years, but then there's a lighter burden from then on.
Right.
And that's really how you have to think about it, is how do we do this in a way that makes sure that you, the family that we're taking care of, has the greatest chance of not running out of money.
And especially if you're a couple. So when there's just so many just ways to take Social Security. I mean, every month, you can decide every month to take it. It doesn't have to
people
be.
People think, oh, well, if I don't take it at 62, then I have to wait till 63. No, you can
don't.
Make that decision every month.
And it's weird, because when we run the analysis, a lot of sometimes it makes sense to take it like 63 in like 8 months. I mean, you know, it's like it is literally that specific about that for each individual. But I mean, if you're a couple, and then one of you, either one of you, passes away, and whatever you've elected for the larger payment, that's you can get that, you get to keep that, but the smaller one goes away.
Yeah.
So if we haven't done it properly,
say that again. A lot of people don't understand that. Say that again.
So if it's a couple, husband and wife, when one of you passes away, it doesn't matter which one, the husband or the wife, the bigger Social Security check, that payment persists. You get to keep that. The smaller one will go away.
Right.
It doesn't matter whose check it was. If you're a spouse and you're married, that's the bigger one. You keep the bigger payment.
The other thing a lot of people don't know is, let's say you were a stay-at-home mom and you never worked outside the home, and your husband's Social Security is going to be $3,000. If y'all wait till full retirement age, and you can do this at any age after 62, but there's penalties and stuff if you do it early. But anyway, just the way it works is, at full retirement age, if your husband's going to be $3,000 and you've never worked outside the home, so you don't have a history of wages, you still get $1,500 on top of his $3,000.
Yeah,
you get 50% of his amount at full retirement age for both of y'all if you wait that long. And it's not he gets half of his and you get half of his. It's he gets his whole $3,000 and then you get a $1,500 payment on top of that. And a lot of people do not know that's how it works.
And it's also, if people are divorced or widowed or something like that, there's a lot of different, I mean, sometimes you're like, do I want to do this or not? And you're not damaging the other person at all. Did they still get their full payment?
Yeah, so you can get your Social Security payment based upon their earnings record. As long as you were married for 10 years or more, 10 years or more, even if you're divorced or if you're widowed, they've passed away.
Yep.
So there are a lot of different options available to people, Tony, that most folks don't know about. We also invest in a software package that helps us analyze this.
Right.
It runs like 10,000 scenarios and tells us the most likely way to make this as effective as possible. And then we've got to put it through all the other stuff that we do.
Right, like person's situation.
Yeah, we don't just take the output of the software program and follow it blindly.
Right.
But it is a good place to start.
Yeah. It really does make a big difference, because like you said earlier, you know, the benefits that you're going to get from Social Security can really, really help lessen the burden of how much you're pulling from your accounts, especially if most of your money's in tax-deferred accounts. You know, it helps with taxes and all kinds of things.
Right.
So,
but it's important that you do it right,
right,
and that you make an informed decision, not just, you know, hey, here's what my coworker did, or, you know, my brother or whatever. Would you like to see if Freedom Financial Group and you and your family might be a good fit to work together on your retirement plan? Schedule a 15-minute discovery call with us at askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com. And we'll cover any questions you have, explain the Retire with Freedom process, and outline where we can, or perhaps can't, help you with your situation. Again, you can book your call at AskFreedomFinancial.com. That's AskFreedomFinancial.com, or by clicking the link in the description of today's episode. We're talking about hindsight is 2020. There's one that really I think is important for people to pay attention to, and that is, you know, I was thinking the other day about a couple where they came in, and we get this a lot, actually, unfortunately, which is people have been listening to the radio show for years, and then they decide to retire, and they come to see us, and they're like, well, you know, I've been listening for years, but it wasn't time to come in because I wasn't retired yet. And then they come in, and they're like, yeah, I've already turned in my notice. I'm retiring at the end of the year. I'm retiring next month, or they weren't planning on retiring and their company retires them.
Yeah, that's an involuntary retirement.
And so if you're less than 10 years away from retirement, but absolutely if you're 5 years away, it is time to get a retirement plan.
Yeah.
And it is time to come see us. And so one of the things that people, Tony, unfortunately don't really know how to figure out is it okay for me to retire when I want to? I want to retire in 2 years, or I want to retire in 5 years.
Right.
Is that okay? Is it going to work?
And what does it look like?
And how are we going to make sure that we can generate the income that you need and not be running a huge risk that you're going to run out of money
or worrying about it all the time.
Yeah, and that you can feel confident in and not be losing sleep over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I think a plan does for people is just gives them the confidence, and it allows them to know, okay, here's how all this is designed to work.
Right.
I can see exactly how we're going to generate the income. I can see how we're going to outpace inflation. I can see how, you know, all the things that we need to figure out.
Right.
But a lot of times, Tony, people just make an emotional decision to retire
mm-hmm.
because they're just ready to quit working.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had a coworker that did it. And it's like, well, you know, Betty did it, so it should be fine.
Yeah.
And our process is designed to nail that down.
Right.
We do not want to guess at this.
Absolutely.
So we do not want to guess that it's okay for you to retire in 3 years.
Right.
And really, that is a disaster waiting to happen.
And here's the other thing, Tad. A lot of times, you know, looking at from the outside of someone else, a coworker, a family member, you know, somebody that retired, you know, the circumstances, the economy and what's happening when that person retires may be completely different when you decide to do it the next year or 2 years from then. So it's like, oh, well, it seems to be going okay for Joe, so surely I can retire too. He seems to be doing fine. Well, there's a lot of different things that are going on in each individual's circumstances, not just personally. I mean, that's one thing, definitely personally, but also what's happening in the economy right now. What is happening with, you know, taxes and interest rates and the market and just everything. You know, how much time have we put things in place so that now we know that we can pull the trigger on replacing the income as soon as we retire? I mean, those kinds of things. Just looking from the outside and saying, my neighbor retired, it looks fun over there, and it looks like I can do it too. It's just one of those, in my strong opinion, just a very short-sighted and not enough information. I mean, for me to feel comfortable and relaxed and confident, I want to know exactly how it's going to work. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see a plan that says this is how it's going to work. I'm not just going to go like, all right, well, my brother.
That's an inside family joke. Sorry.
But I'm just like, you know, everybody says it's okay. Well, let me show me how it's okay. Let me see that. Let me see how it's going to work for me. You know, forget. I mean, this is funny. And I know this couple came in and the husband was joking a little bit, but he's like, you know, compared to everybody else, how are we? You know, are we going to be okay? Are we as better off than most people? You know, he's asking these questions, mm-hmm. kind of. And I was like, well, let me say this. If you're the last person on your street that runs out of money, but you still run out of money, why does that matter? You know, like, let's just make it okay, you know?
Well, I mean, people do want to know how, you know,
they
how are we doing compared to other people? So a lot of people want to know that.
Yeah, but we just want to make you okay.
Well, and while I understand that desire, it's kind of a pointless exercise.
Yeah, let's just make you okay.
Yeah,
don't worry about what everybody else is.
Let's make sure your plan's going to work.
Exactly.
And, you know, this, the decision to retire for many people is irrevocable.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Now, some people can do project work, engineers, nurses, they can kind of work part-time. I call that having a dimmer switch. But for a lot of people, you're either working full-time or you're not.
Right.
And once you leave, you can't go back.
Right.
Insurance services provided through Freedom Financial Group. Any and all other services related to insurance are an outside of business activity and are not offered through or supervised by AE Wealth Management, LLC. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this podcast shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.